From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran's Revolutionary Guards are blaming Saudi Arabia for two terror attacks that took place Wednesday at symbolic locations in Tehran. The Islamic State terrorist group says it is responsible for the attacks that left at least 12 people dead and 42 others wounded at Iran's parliament and at a shrine to the late leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. It marks the first time the Sunni Muslim group admitted it attacked the majority Shiite Muslim country. The Islamic State is at war with Iranian-backed groups in Syria and Iran and views Iran's Shiite majority as apostates deserving of death. Two top U.S. intelligence officials told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee Wednesday they did not feel inappropriately pressured by President Trump to publicly disavow possible Russian collusion with Trump aides in last year's election. However, that is as far as they would go. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and National Security Agency Director Michael Rogers told the committee they would not discuss details of their White House meetings with Trump in recent months.
In the 3+ years that I have been the director of the National Security Agency, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate. And to the best of my recollection, during that same period of service, I do not recall ever feeling pressured to do so.
Admiral Rogers. Coates and Rogers' testimony comes as a new Washington Post ABC News poll said 56% of American adults think that Trump is interfering with several Russia investigations. 61% think Trump fired Comey to protect himself rather than the good of the country. This is VOA News. Debris has been found from a military plane in Myanmar carrying more than 100 people. It went missing Wednesday. The plane was carrying mostly family members of military personnel. There's been conflicting information on the number of people on board, with estimates ranging from 90 to 106 passengers and 14 crew members. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Party, or YPG militia, in the north of Syria is competing with Shiite militias and other forces aligned with the government of President Bashar al-Assad to retake the Islamic State-held town of Raqqa. The terrorist group calls the town its capital in Syria. No major advances have been made on the ground since the announcement of the start of the military campaign by the U.S.-led Kurds on Tuesday, but the situation in northern Syria is looking increasingly complicated, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
U.S.-backed Kurdish YPG militia forces chanted as they advanced toward the northern outskirts of the Islamic State-held town of Raqqa in northern Syria, attempting to set foot inside the city and dislodge the militant group from its so-called capital. The U.S. envoy to the anti-Islamic State coalition, Brett McGurk, said Wednesday in Baghdad that the battle for Raqqa will only escalate as the group loses control of its northern Iraqi stronghold of Mosul. He added that the fight for Raqqa will be a difficult and very long-term battle. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Drug deaths in the U.S. rose at the steepest rate ever to the highest level in recorded history last year, claiming more than 60,000 lives. Early data suggests deaths from opioids and other drugs will continue to increase in 2017. Drug overdose is now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. More than 2 million Americans have some sort of physical dependence on opioids. And Facebook is working with three global relief organizations to provide disaster maps. The maps provide close to real-time data about where people are, where they are moving, and whether they are in danger in the hours and days after a flood, fire, or earthquake. Facebook has almost 2 billion users, about a quarter of the world's population. It said it has agreed to provide maps to UNICEF, the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the World Food Program, the food assistance branch of the United Nations. There's more on these and other stories anytime around the world and around the clock at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.